How are your daily routines keeping you in touch with what's going on around us? I'd love to know your answer to that sincere query. I'd be honored to share mine with you to prime the pump of the conversation. What are your habitual disciplines to be aware of your life and setting? Here's my daily startup. I arise before the alarm that's set for 5 a.m. I'm out the door and at a coffee spot somewhere, anywhere, by 5:45. First up, 5 chapters of Scripture. I read through the whole Bible by Labor Day every year and then reread the New Testament by Thanksgiving, then reread Paul's books to close the year. Then it's the local newspaper. I stay current on the obits from my locale to make sure that I'm not in them yet. Then the Wall Street Journal. Finally, I have a news consolidation app called Flipboard that scans broadly and delivers content that might be of interest. Over time, I'm discovering that there is a consistent headline that shows up almost every day from some public media provider. Here's the headline: 10 things to see or do or experience or visit before you die. It's macabre while it's missional. It's so me-focused as to be myopic. What gives? I know that my generation, the much maligned boomers, are playing our last chapters of life with a desire to go out with a bang. Hedonism wants to finish on a high, and many plan to use all they have and leave little undone or unexplored. Is that all there is? For the first time in my prep for these weekly musings, I asked ChatGPT the question, what are the 10 things before you die? What would its response be to that unbounded request? Here's what it told me. That typically refers to a bucket list. While these vary from person to person based on values, dreams, and beliefs, here's a thoughtful and balanced version that includes both personal fulfillment and deeper purpose. Here's their 10. First, discover your life's purpose. Understand why you're here. Make peace with God. Consider your spiritual condition. Tell the people you love that you love them. Don't leave words unspoken. Leave a legacy. Build something that outlives you. Do something that scares you in a good way. Step out of your comfort zone. Give generously to a cause greater than yourself. Use time, talent, and resources to bless. Invest deeply in a few relationships. Cultivate lasting, authentic friendships. Create something meaningful. Write a book, compose a song, start a business or ministry. See the world or a part of it. Experience other cultures. Witness the beauty of God's creation. And last, prepare for eternity. Live each day in the light of the next life. Reflect on what matters most and how your daily choices echo into eternity. If you're approaching this from a Christian perspective, I can also provide a version grounded entirely in Scripture and biblical priorities. Would you like to do that? That's a close of the ChatGPT response. Artificial intelligence? I've been a wary skeptic regarding the release of intellectual research and thoughtful conclusions to a digital assistant that would lack the emotional and spiritual wherewithal to provide proposals that would be in alignment with my chosen but narrow biblical worldview versions. Here's a shocking realization I've just discovered. If a machine with no heart nor soul can reach such a profound 10 things before you die agenda, what keeps me or us from doing the same. That list, or something akin to it, has been my life plan for decades. I'll finish my years with that map still in my virtual GPS pointing toward eternity. What's on your list?